ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the safety record of PNG's national airline Air New Guinea has taken a major hit in the past week, with investigations underway now into two incidents involving its aircraft, which happened in less than 5 days of each other. On Tuesday, a charter flight carrying Department of Finance employees had to be aborted after it experienced engine failure as it was accelerating down the runway in Bougainville. And last Friday, one passenger died after a Boeing 737 crash landed in a lagoon as it was approaching the runway of Chuuk Airport in Micronesia. Initial statements by the company said that everyone in that case had safely evacuated the aircraft. The next day, however, Air New Guinea said that it was searching for one male passenger, but cited witnesses as saying that the man had been seen alive in local dinghies and that the search of the plane by Navy divers had confirmed that there was no one left inside. It wasn't until Monday that the airline confirmed that actually a body had been found after divers searched the aircraft and surrounding area. The ABC's confirmed the deceased is a 23-year-old man from Indonesia. PNG's Minister for Civil Aviation, Alfred Manasse, has released a statement on Tuesday saying that the body had been found inside the wreckage of the plane. Well, Radio New Zealand International's reported that problems with the flight's manifest or its list of passengers had led to a mix-up on the exact number of people on board. Pacific Beat reporter Lauren Beldy spoke with Minister Mr. Manasse.
The suggestion today that there was a problem with the flight manifest with PX73 that led to the mix-up and missing that passenger that was then found in the plane. Has Air New Guinea provided any explanation to you about how that happened?
There's certain details which I won't give up my views on, because the investigation is still under, is going on in FSM. And so at this stage, I haven't been told of any of those situations yet until I get the words from the investigators that are coming through the system to me.
In your press conference a couple of days ago, you also discussed the economics of the route that the Air New Guinea plane was flying, and said that there were some decisions that were made in order to service certain areas of the Pacific that might not otherwise be serviced. I'm interested, there's a lot of questions coming out about whether Air New Guinea should be operating such a large plane for such a fairly low passenger route. There were only 35 passengers on board the plane at the time. Are you able to elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, it's really a question of the type of aircraft that is being used on some of those routes. It's an operational matter for Air New Guinea as to whether they use a 727 or a Fokker 100 or Fokker 70. And there may be some reasons why they use the Fokker 7, Boeing 737 on this occasion. Those matters I'm not too familiar with because it is an operational matter for Air New Guinea. But as you say, there's a lot of questions being raised as to the economic viability of those routes. But as I said, there's some decisions that have been made for obvious reasons, such as to connect the Pacific by the government. And that's some of the reasons why some of the routes are being flown to connect the people of the Pacific. Otherwise, in the absence of it, then obviously some of these outlying islands in the countries in the Pacific really have difficulty in their movement.
Can I ask, I believe that this is the first death that will be associated with an Air New Guinea incident. Is that, I suppose, upsetting for you to have this good safety record of Air New Guinea blighted like this?
That's correct. You know, Air New Guinea has a very, very good long-standing safety record, and all of a sudden we have one event that's just rattling everyone. And so accidents do happen, and it has happened. And so the important thing for us is to have the investigation done thoroughly, and then to look at all factors, and then assess what actually caused the accident. I think that's important, so that no accident is repeated again.
There's also been this incident since that accident where an engine failed on takeoff. It meant that the takeoff failed and no one was injured. But surely that's shaken confidence in Air New Guinea somewhat amongst the public.
Yes, of course there was one incident in Moresby But we also are, investigators here are also checking the cause of that situation. And so, you know, it's unfortunate things happening one after the other. Those are issues that need to be handled carefully, investigated. Maybe because as we have had this long safety record, maybe, you know, some issues may not be handled as one would have liked. I mean, I'm just assuming. But, you know, if some things like this happen, you know, it then calls us for a reassessment of how we're operating here. So I think that's a matter for the investigators to quickly look at those things and immediately find solutions to it.